Five candidates in two different parties competed in the first debate for the open California U.S. Senate seat, the first open seat in more than two decades. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford sums up the two-plus hours of action last night in 90 seconds.
Democratic State Attorney General Kamala Harris is the frontrunner. She touted her prosecution of banks after the financial crisis and largely avoided specific policy proposals, like in this exchange with moderator John Diaz of the San Francisco Chronicle.
If I could follow up, you did not engage the question, which is whether President Obama is on the right track.
I think that there are many tracks.
When Diaz later asked if she plays it too safe, Harris described her approach this way.
Fearless, yes. Reckless, no.
The other Democrat, and second in the polls, is Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez. She contrasted her experience with the other candidates.
They haven't been under the pressure. I said no to the Iraq war.
The three Republicans are polling in single digits and tried to differentiate themselves. Former California Republican Party Chair Tom DelBaccaro is the conservative.
We must come to understand that government isn't the answer to everything.
Another former party chair, Duff Sundheim, has positioned himself as the moderate. Diaz asked him about his support for gay rights, gun control, and abortion rights.
I'm a very proud Republican, and I've been a Republican all my life, but I'm not a blind Republican.
Because the top two vote-getters, regardless of party, move on to the general election, the candidates can cater to voters outside their bases, or in software engineer and Republican candidate Ron Unz's case, both ends of the spectrum.
We have to crack down on Wall Street, just like Bernie Sanders is saying. Another factor is that immigration levels are too high.
One name no one mentioned was Senator Barbara Boxer, whose seat they're running for.